It is a shock, really, for us to see that women have been raped, and it pains us, as I'm also a woman, and putting myself into that position, how traumatic those women are. And the question we are asking is, before that, we don't have this culture of raping in South Sudan. And I could recall that an elder person is narrating a history saying that if you are being found that you rape, you will be chased away from the community. They will denounce you. Even your own parents will denounce you. So we don't have actually what is really making people rape, or making the men rape women. And some of them even are young ladies. So as a woman, my concern is that, and I'm saying that those who thought that they are raping as a revenge, they should stop it.
Right. Yeah. Now, you say that this has never been our culture. What do you think is causing male violence against women in South Sudan? Is it something that you think is it a culture that is borrowed from somewhere else?
I could not give an accurate answer, but I may say yes. It's like, this is a revenge. They're using rape as a weapon of war. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So rape is still increasing, being used as a weapon of war, just as you said. And there are those who say it's something that you cannot control. Is it something that we can't control?
We can't control.
All right. So what can we do as a society to discourage rape in South Sudan?
What can we do as a society is that I think the bad thing is that we have in the country is when a male forgot to rape a woman, and the community will sit together and then will force the lady to marry the perpetrator, which is not good, because a person who raped me, how will it end up with staying together in a one room with him? It is a hell.
Yeah.
And we need to talk to our leaders, or to the chiefs, because most of these things are being taken to the courts where the local chiefs are sitting, and then they say, okay, let us compassionate, because you rape the lady, no one is going to marry the lady, and then you end up marrying the lady. Let's talk to them that this is not good, this is a crime, and they need to be held accountable.
Right. So the rapists need to be held accountable in which way?
Be taken to court. Yes.
The penalty
have to be like, he has to be in prison for sometimes 10 years.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're saying that the cases should be taken away from the chiefs and taken to higher courts.
Yeah.
All right. So also the report by the Human Rights Council quotes that one girl saying, how can she ever forget the smell of burning bodies? This is one young girl who was speaking. And this sounds very scary and very traumatizing. There are many more such girls whose sense are adulterated by the effects of a conflict. Where can they find help?
You know, the trauma with which we got during this conflict, especially in Melaka or in Bentiu, but in particular, let me say, because there's the worst, most atrocity or the most violation happened there, and people were being burned.
Right.
It is really very hard for that people to come out from it. We need to work as psychosocial peoples, and these girls need to be taken through psychosocial support for them to come out from there. What as civil society, we need counselors to really go there and be taking them through the process so that they can forget. Otherwise, it will increase.
Right. And some women also came up to say that when they try to go to the police stations to report such cases, most of the male counterparts in there laugh at them. So what can be done to encourage these girls to come out?
You know, I was in Yambio, and there was a case, women which they went to the field, and these women were raped. And when they come to police station, and because they were brought to us that these women were being raped, the case was brought. And when they went to police stations, and the police, like, they start laughing. Who took you there? What are you looking there? And I'm like, what? These women went there. They went to the farm, because that is how women in the village. They have to go to the farm. They have to go and fetch firewood. They have to go and fetch water. That is how they go there.
As
a police person who is responsible and asking such a kind of a questions, it's really giving us shock. And we need the police unit need to be trained. And we need a gender desk in any police stations so that she can go and explain how she was raped to a female.
To a fellow female.
Yes. Than explaining it to a male. Because they will ask you, who removed your pant? If I'm raping gunpoint, who is to remove my pan by for God's sake?
It obviously has to be by force.
Yeah.
Right. Just before I let you go, Zeidrad Al-Hussein, the UN High Commissioner of the Human Rights, said in a statement that the perpetrators of these revolting acts against defenseless civilians, including those bearing command responsibilities, must not be allowed to get away with it, calling on the government to halt all hostilities against civilians. So what is your view in the best is the best approach to help diminish rape and not just punish perpetrators, like just send them to prisons? What more can be done?
There was a communique, this communique which was signed between the president and then the UN representative, high representative, Madame Bangura. And in that communique, that the SPLM, they say that they are going to develop action plan. And indeed, they start working on the action plan, and then 2016 incident happened. So things went. So the coming of the this representative, when they came here, the recent visit, and then she expressed it to the president that the president have accepted that they're going to sit down and work the action plan for them, because any person who was caught, who is doing rape, who was get guilty, he has to face court of law.
Right.
And indeed, we wanted just the penalty to be like different, and not just taking him to the prisons, like the prisoners of politician prisons. Right. They will sit there, eat freely, and all that. Let him suffer. Let him be taken to prison, being treated as a prisoner.
Right.
Because that is what he deserves. Yeah.
And what, in your view, would you like to see in that action plan?
We actually asked the SPLM, and Speaker Brigadier Lundwai was very positive that he's going to work with civil society so that we can see the action plan, and we help them in developing the action plan. So we're waiting for them to call for us for a meeting, then we sit down, then we should develop the action plan together. Okay. Because if the action plan being developed by them, they will not push that strong statements, but we need to be there as civil society, as women.
Right.
We need to sit with them and develop the action plan, and so that we air.
Mm.
And anybody who violated the action plan must be held accountable also.
Right. Betty Sande, before I let you go, what are your last remarks?
My last remark is to our men who are raping women, and especially some of them are raping these children, and they're like their daughters. They should stop this. The revenge should not go up to the extent that they wanted to rape women as a tool, as a weapon. This is not good. If we have issue, we sit down. Let them stop raping us.
Right.
We are tired. And enough is enough.